from the worldwide coverage of ABC News.
Good evening, I'm Dale LaCosta, and this is Nighttime. Welcome to our first show after a 15-hour total broadcast lockout imposed by the federal government. Open military conflict in Idaho. No word yet on the number of casualties. The president insists this is a police action and not a civil war. And the Unity Act. For residents of Idaho, it means, among other things, that this and all our other programs will not be seen. But what does it mean for the rest of America? We'll tell you about some of its restrictions on the way we bring you the news. Reporting and thoughtful analysis on all that ahead on the program for Monday, November 22nd.
Nick Tilley. Okay, I just posted to complain about the law that shall not be named, and it was deleted like a minute or two later. Sorry if I believe in the First Amendment. I'm not a f***ing rebel. And look at my star rating, because a lot of people agree with me. You'd think the government would have better things to do than police the whole internet.
Gabby Stillhorn. What do you expect the president to do? She has to pull back on our freedoms a little to keep the country in one piece. Lincoln did this during the Civil War, and FDR did it during World War II. If we can't save the country, then there won't be any constitution to guarantee our freedom anyway. I just hope this will all be over soon so we can get back to normal.
Hashi Maguro. Nick, you can't keep posting stuff like this. Right or wrong, this is the way things are now. The Fed has been watching everything on the internet for years, but now they are serious. For your own sake, stop posting stuff that might make them mad, and do not write back and argue with me about this. I'm just worried about you. Worry about everyone.
Breaking 1-9. Nobody trucking with the Fed drive ban. Anyone know how to deal with these drones? They took out a whole Brotherhood squad. Come back now here.
Welcome back to the Sam Harrison Show on the Fox News Channel, Government Censorship Edition. You know, from time to time, I feel like I need to remind people that I am a conservative first and a Republican second. That is, I stand in support of certain ideals like freedom and limited government. While most of the time these ideals are supported by the Republican Party, I feel that I have a duty to my viewers and the listeners of my radio program to point out when the Republican leadership has strayed far from the ideals upon which they were elected. Right now, our Sam Harrison Show lawyers and legal analysts are busy poring over the so-called Unity Act that our Republican lawmakers helped to radically expand, at least those parts of the law that aren't classified. And I never thought I'd have to say something like this in America, but I'm afraid. I'm afraid of saying something that our government doesn't like and then being punished for it. For the record, I believe Idaho's bid for independence is crazy. It is wrong. This entire situation should have been negotiated and resolved peacefully months ago. Now, Americans are killing Americans in Idaho, and the rest of the nation faces unprecedented restrictions on its citizens' rights, or should I say former rights, to free speech and assembly. The Unity Act is something that I would expect from liberals and Democrats who believe that the solution to every problem is more government, more control from Washington, D.C. Tonight, I am deeply ashamed of Vice President Jim Barnes and the rest of the Republican leadership who signed this secret bill at the last second and without any time for public debate. I am horrified and saddened to have to warn my audience not to publicly object to the Unity Act, because I honestly fear what our government will do to dissenters. We can only pray that this law will be struck down by the Supreme Court, but as we've learned in the past, holding out for help from the Supreme Court is often futile.
Tom, I'm on Interstate 84 northwest of Ontario, Oregon. My video crew and I have been trying to cross the border into Idaho, but we are still being stopped by a military blockade. Media personnel aren't even allowed to enter Ontario, and everyone is being kept well away from the Idaho border. We're being told this is for our own safety, and that while Idaho is under federal control, rogue insurgents still pose a threat. At least one news agency attempted to send a small cam drone toward Idaho, but it was quickly shot down. We'll continue doing our best to try to get you the story, but at present, that's proving to be a real challenge.
Here on Comedy Central's Top News, we take a fair and balanced approach. to laughing at Republicans.
And at Fox News, it's usually too easy.
But tonight, perhaps for the first time, I, Jerry Simpson, must confess, I can hardly do it. I must confess that the time has finally come when I agree with Sam Harrison. At least on one issue. Sort of. And it is hard to joke about, because I worry that maybe jokes that are critical of the government might be one of those things forbidden by one of the classified sections of the Unity Act. You like that? That big echo effect? We have to try to make jokes somewhere. Sam Harrison says he is ashamed of the Republican leadership for passing the Unity Act. Yes, I agree. I'm also ashamed of the Republican leadership. But the joke stops there. Because, in fact, I'm ashamed of every member of Congress and of President Griffith for passing such a law. And if you want to take me off the air for saying so, that's fine by me. I don't know what disgusts me more, this law or the fact that I'm forced into a position where I'm in agreement with someone like Sam Harrison.
I'm going to turn it over to questions now. They're in the front.
Bibi Sahar, New York Times. Vice President Barnes, I think it's fair to say that many people were surprised when President Griffith nominated you for the vice presidency. The two of you had been fierce political opponents. Now you seem in lockstep with the president on her policies. Can you explain this sudden reversal in your position?
Great question, Bibi. The answer is that this isn't a reversal at all. Look, the president and I disagree on several issues, abortion, gun rights, but one thing we both feel very strongly about is staying the course. While a peaceful solution is possible, I always advocate for peace. But President Griffith and I both believe that was no longer an option in Idaho. And I admire the president's leadership in quickly working to end this rebellion. Did I help convince my Republican allies to vote for the expansion of the Unity Act? Absolutely. Because we need this law at this time. And when something is the right thing to do, I try to convince everyone to support it. Next.
Molly Williams, National Public Radio. Mr. Vice President, what about the reports from a number of sources that say Southern Idaho is not actually under federal control?
Molly, at times like these, there are going to be more rumors than bottles of maple syrup in Vermont and New Hampshire combined. Next question.
Tyler Glover, ABC News. Mr. Vice President, part of the Unity Act places total restrictions on firearms in Idaho, with provisions in the law that would make such restrictions easy to expand to other states. In the past, you've strongly opposed gun control. Can you explain this reversal?
You see, this is the kind of thing that we, as Americans, need to look past right now. These petty issues that divide us. I have held an A rating from the National Rifle Association throughout my entire political career. I firmly believe in the right of the law-abiding individual to keep and bear arms as guaranteed by the Second Amendment. What I do not support are rebellions against this country. We have a dangerous situation in Idaho, and I know that many or most of the people living in that state love America and support the Constitution. For our troops' safety, as they go into that dangerous place to try to restore order, to try to bring food and freedom to the people of Idaho, I support the provision to outlaw firearms only in those states deemed to be in a condition of rebellion. That's about all I'm at liberty to discuss at this time, but I want to remind all Americans everywhere of the importance of unity and cooperation. Together, we will get through all of this, and I truly believe America will be a stronger nation as a result. Thank you.
Reaching a decision quickly, a 5-4 majority in the U.S. Supreme Court upheld the Unity Act today. The majority opinion said that restrictions on certain rights have always been permissible in the presence of a clear, present, or imminent danger. The court did caution, however, that great care must be taken to ensure that the Unity Act is applied equally and not used to target any Americans based on race, gender, nationality, political affiliation, sexual orientation, or religion. The minority opinion argued that the rights guaranteed by the Constitution are absolute and cannot be restricted without due process. especially in times of great nationwide fear or uncertainty. Analysis on this landmark decision when NPR's Everything That Matters continues.
Support for NPR comes from